Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show.
Never a doubt.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
That's not like we've done this before.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Chickies and Pete's Eagles win. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory! For the NFC East champs.
On the road to victory. Fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit him low, hit him high. And watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory.
Eagles! Good performance by you, Ike, there.
Thank you, brother.
I thought when everyone started cheering for you, you were going to choke. You so, I mean...
Well, I've been off for a week, so
yeah,
I feel...
Saved it up.
Yeah.
Ready
yeah.
to rock. So, you know, this Eagles season has surpassed... I know a lot of people will say, well, I expected 13 wins. I expected 14 wins. This Eagles season so far has exceeded every expectation I could have ever had. We have a defense that is dominant when we were hoping they were mid-pack. We are 13-3 going into the final game of the season. The two top draft picks are immediate contributors and starters. They're locked in the number two seed. Saquon Barkley with 2,000 yards. And the only thing that's left, Ike... for this team this year is to win a Super Bowl.
Nah. I mean, listen, that is still there. That great job by the boys yesterday with T-shirt and hat game. Took advantage of that.
Yep.
Great job by the offensive line and really even the wide receivers. Everybody that helped Saquon get to 2,000 yards, only the ninth running back in the history of the game to accomplish that feat. That is awesome. But 21-05 is still out there. 21-05 is still out there, man. And listen, I've been listening all day to everyone. And quite frankly, I don't know. This has to be one of the more prouder moments that I've had as a former player, as a fan in this town, as someone who works in the media in this town, of listening to our fan base talk about whether or not the Eagles should allow Saquon Barkley to go for this all-time rushing record. Because I've enjoyed the sentiment that I've heard and I've felt from the majority. Not all, because some people feel like this is a risk not worth taking. And believe me, those of you that have that point of view, we all get it. We all understand it. I don't think you all understand the significance of the rushing record to us as a fan base. The players can't necessarily profess their desire to do it as much as we can, because they may be perceived as not focused on what the true goal is. But I'm telling you, as a former player, and like you've heard Hugh Douglas say today, like you've heard Seth Joyner say today, like you've heard John Ritchie say today, they want that record. Jeff Stoutland probably wants that record. That offensive line wants that record. Saquon wants that record. Wants that record. Now, do they want to go out of their way to do it and exhaust all things that are available to them to go do it? I don't think they want to do it that way, but to at least give it a shot. Don't you think, Spike?
I think you're crazy.
No, don't you think? We'll spend more time. And we'll, listen, the rest of the season is going to play out. Just not have one or the other. I'm tired of being put in that box where you got to either you want a Super Bowl or you want a record. No, I want both, and I can have both. So it's not one or the other. But I'm just saying, one, if they don't happen to win the Super Bowl, if they don't, it's a nice consolation prize to have. This season has been Saquon. We are where we are because of Saquon Barkley this year.
100%.
We are where we are because of Saquon Barkley this year. And quite frankly, I don't ever want to see Saquon Barkley wear another uniform. And it'd be more fitting that if he can put together three more solid years after this year, he could be looking at a potential Hall of Fame career. And to be the all-time leading rusher and do that, man, to have that in our colors with our team, man. I see the significance in this. I see it. And I think it's very doable. And I'm not worried about the injury. I'm not. You know what I'm doing, Spike? I put faith in the football gods that brought us Saquon Barkley, that has kept Saquon Barkley healthy all year long. You want me to believe the football gods have brought us this far for a guy who's been nothing but an upstanding model citizen, a great teammate, a great friend wherever he's been, bring him to this threshold and somehow injure him? You want me to believe that's what's going to happen with the football gods? I don't believe that. So I'm putting faith that that wouldn't happen, and it's meant for Saquon to break this record. It's meant for him to do it against those New York Giants, and we can get this done in a half. We can get this done in the first half. I hope the Eagles are listening.
It's 215. That's who I'm really talking to.
If they're over there debating and deliberating this thing, well, as far as what they should do, I just made my passionate plea.
They did move up the press conference.
Go get it. Let play. Let Saquon play, man.
Play Quan.
All right. Are you guys done?
Yes. I feel like I need to put my heart on the line.
I know. You know my position.
Before you come in and be a party pooper.
Well, yeah, you know.
Boom. All right, Jack, who's been wanting to rest Saquon for six straight weeks,
and now
all of a sudden wants to play him in a meaningless game at the end of the year.
No, I don't want.
You are the biggest fraud. You are.
That's not fraudulent.
This is it. Thirsty? You're lying.
Oh, you.
I can't change my opinion. No,
it's right there. It's the coolest record in football. Besides the undefeated season, it's the coolest record in football.
Did he, Jack?
All right. It's the coolest record in football. Couldn't have even told me who had the record before this season.
I've heard of Eric Dickerson.
I know you've heard of Eric Dickerson.
He went to Oklahoma State, I think.
Here's the thing. I understand.
He went to SMU.
I understand where everyone
is. Cheater anyway.
I understand.
He was a part of it.
I understand where everyone is coming from. I don't think that there's any way. Not only can you play Saquon on Sunday, I don't think you can play any of the offensive starters on Sunday. I understand the meaning of the record. I understand the idea of wanting to go for the record. To me, the benefit does not outweigh the risk. There's just too much risk. And I've said this before, but I do believe if he were to get hurt, and this is there's two parts of this. There's the get hurt, and then there's just rest. The get hurt part.
Rest,
and I don't want to talk about getting hurt too much because I don't want to put that
exactly.
in the air.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Knock on wood.
But what I would say is, if he does go out there to play to break the record and he gets hurt, I do believe the decision to play, and because I think they have to play all the offensive starters if Saquon plays.
Damn right. We want the whole line out there.
So if any of them get hurt.
All the starters. Hold on. We can put, what's his name? 84. He was out there yesterday.
EJ Jenkins?
EJ Jenkins. Let him play wide receiver. Who else we want to play wide? All they're doing is blocking. I don't need AJ and Devontae out there. All we're doing is blocking and running.
But we saw what happens when they don't think that you can pass the ball.
We're playing the Giants. Okay.
I know. Who just won?
Well, believe me, after they get crushed all week, they won't try to go out there and win Sunday. I guarantee the whole city of New York ain't happy about them winning yesterday.
Two quick things. One, if somebody important were to get hurt, Saquon included, this would go down as the worst decision in Philadelphia sports history.
Oh, God.
I do believe. If Saquon was to pull a hamstring, not even anything, you know, a groin, all those things which are possible, would go down as the worst decision in Philadelphia sports history. Second of all, as far as rest goes, we heard AJ say it yesterday. We heard Lane Johnson say it yesterday.
They don't have to play.
They do not have a bye. They're going to have to win three playoff games where Minnesota or Detroit is just going to have to win two. And I just don't – if the ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl, I just don't think you can put them in harm's way. And I understand.
Harm's way.
I appreciate –
it's a football game.
I know, and I wouldn't play in it. Jack, I'm not even addressing you anymore.
The harm's way thing, it's football.
I understand, which is why I appreciate your position on it. I appreciate Seth's. I appreciate John Ritchie. I appreciate all the
Shannon
players.
Shannon Sharp. Dan Orlowski, right. So many players that are like, go for this thing.
And that's why there's a coach there that has to make the decision.
Another former player.
Think about all the games, by the way, that we want them to pull starters in the fourth quarter when they're winning. Don't play them in the fourth quarter.
Which also cost us the record. Don't play them in the fourth quarter. Shouldn't have pulled him in Dallas. We wouldn't have to go through this.
You guys are insane.
Pulled him in Dallas. He only played four quarters. I mean, three quarters in Dallas.
Good.
No, it's not good.
Good.
No, it's not good. Because here's the thing you guys have been worried about all year. And quite frankly, I got one day to get this off my chest, so I'm going to get it off my chest. I've been on this Saquon train all year long. You guys wanted to rest him, limited his touches, all this other stuff for about the last 6 or 7 weeks. He's carried the ball more than he has ever in his career. They ran him 30-plus times yesterday in a blowout win, by the way. They ran him 30-something times.
I know.
My point is that he could have got injured in those times.
I know, so, which is why you don't do it more times.
No, which is why you understand this is what the journey is this year. This is what it is. You've done this without fear, without caution. Go ahead and get the job done. Quite frankly, I don't want him sitting out for the next 2 weeks. Getting a little half of work in is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a great record to have. You know, how cool would it be to have that record Sunday afternoon, that highlight living forever in our stadium, in that uniform, the all-time leading rusher in Saquon Barkley?
And
I'm not worried about him getting injured.
The last thing I would say is you're saying a half. There's five games this year. They didn't even rush for 100 yards in a whole game.
The Giants, you think the
Giants want the record to happen against them?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. Because I believe they do.
What?
Why wouldn't they?
No, because they have pride.
What? My point is that dude was on our team. We wanted him here. Upstairs mistreated him and disrespected him and let him walk. And this is what we had to suffer through this year. I love that dude. That's my teammate.
And they're going to show him respect by trying to stop him from running.
I don't know that. They ready to go to Cancun, too. You think they want to be out there getting injured Sunday? They don't want to get injured. You really think the Giants are going to go out there Sunday and lay it on the line?
Well, they laid it on the line yesterday.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday. And I'm telling you, they're about to get roasted all week and be told how dumb they were for winning that game and giving up the number one pick. So they're not going to go out there and try hard Sunday. They're trying to get out of that game. And the sooner they can get Saquon that record, everybody's going to be happy. They're going to go over there and shake his hand and everything else. Sure they are.
Better not be like the Strahan
thing. They love Saquon.
What about, it can't be like the Strahan thing. I want it to be real.
Yeah, because
once a running back, it's going to be real, Jack.
Wow. He ran right into Michael Strahan.
Well, I mean, unless guys are just diving out of the way against Saquon like he's a damn lion or
Could
something.
Could you imagine that?
If they're just diving out of the way,
yeah,
like
they're
a
just
video
diving
game?
Diving out of the way, yeah. Well, then we can have this record in five carries, dude. Yeah. This thing can be over with.
All right, 215-592-9494. And speaking of this,
I'm fired up over this, man.
Speaking of the decision, we don't know if we will get it or not, but Nick Sirianni, who usually speaks around 3:15, is speaking around 2:30. We will carry it, so you will be able to hear.
Do the right thing, coach.
It'll be the first question, unless somebody decides to ask about why they decided to have Jake Elliott do the kickoffs this week.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's a big deal.
They listened to the show last week, first of all.
I'm just saying I don't want it to be the first question.
Yeah, it shouldn't be the first question, but it should be asked.
Yeah, it should be asked.
Well, but think
why hasn't Jake Elliott been kicking off all year?
Think about the message it sends if Sirianni walks in that press conference and says, we're going for it. Come on, Spike.
It's a bunch of idiots.
You know the players would be fired up over it.
Yeah, great.
You know they want to do it.
Some of them want to do it.
Yeah, the guys in the office.
Your Hall of Fame right tackle doesn't want to do it.
That's okay. Move him out. Okay. So guy can put Tyler Steen out there.
Or Fred Johnson.
Yeah, like it's okay. I don't need to play Lane.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus leads us off here on WIP. I can't believe I'm going to have to go through 4 hours of you guys.
Yep.
Well, could be 15 more minutes.
We back for one day, baby. Hey, look, before I get on the Saquon thing, you know, I'm going to just need the other two people over there to give my man Ike, you know, people like me, we try to tell y'all from the beginning of the year what was going to happen this year. Y'all was scared every week, shaking in your boots, all that 9-10 wins. Then y'all try to amend it halfway through. Mm-hmm. Since week one, you know, we've been 10 toes down. We told y'all what was going to happen. So, you know, let's give my man Ike myself a round of applause. You know, let's go ahead and do that. We'll take that. You know.
It's going to be a tough 6 hours here today.
Yeah.
We a football team, right? Saquon, go get this record, baby. You balling, you doing what you do. I want you to go get it. And if AJ always said he not playing. Lane Johnson, we don't need all these dudes out there to break the record. I mean, he might run for
Yeah, send him out there with the B team. That's smart. That's smart, Corey. Send him out there with the B team. Might as well. Just send him out there with me and you. We can play offensive line.
Hey, versus the Giants, you might run for two. We saw what Kenny Pickett was doing with the Cowboys, right? We saw what Tennessee was doing versus them. The Giants is worse than them. That's like playing Bloomsburg, you know. That's what we play. Like, that's what that's like playing versus the Giants.
Saquon, I'll tell you, the Giants do not want to play in this game Sunday. I guarantee they don't.
You said what?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying the Giants don't even want to play in this game
exactly.
Sunday.
Exactly. Like, go out here and get this record. 101 yards. He had 109 versus the Commanders. Everybody love the Commanders, right? He had 109 versus them in the first quarter last week. Yep. Don't tell me he can't go out there and get this record. Go get the record. Nick Sirianni, hey, and we got a tough football team, man. We got people try to roll up on us. You get smacked, boy. Don't play with us.
Oh, yeah, my boy Sidney. You saw Sidney Brown.
When Jalen Carter and C.J. Gardner-Johnson have to tell you to calm down, you're probably doing something wrong.
We got some heavy hitters.
Well, he's inspired by them, too.
Maybe.
We got some heavy hitters on this team. We got Sid. We got J.C. We got Charles. Hey, man, we got some tough dudes on that side of the ball. My boy Zach Vaughn will be an actual pro. Hey.
Corey, are they even now? If Jalen doesn't play on center, are they even going to be able to rush the ball? Because I've been spending the last 7 days appreciating that they can only run when Jalen's in the game.
Hey, it's a next level. I told you, he had 109 in the first quarter.
How many did he have yesterday? 106.
But that took the whole game to get that. What did he do in the first quarter? He had 255 with who? He had 255. Hey, look up the largest numbers.
They can't run. They can't run without Jalen there. It took him.
You want to make stuff a negative. We trying to play the team, and you always got to see.
No, it's positive. They scored 24 points in the first half yesterday.
It just shows how great the team is, Corey. That's the positive.
24 in the first half. They haven't done that all year.
I'm not falling for it. I don't care who out there. Kenny Pickett was like MJ yesterday. You keep talking about the Vikings and the Lions. I don't give a damn about them. We focus on who we play. We got the Giants up first. I don't care if they got to play one game, two games. We on a mission. We got the blinders on. One game at a time. Giants up next. That's what we focus on. And we going to get this record, and then we focus on the wild card round. Don't look ahead. Take care of what's in front of you. Because when you start looking ahead, Ike, and Spike and stuff, that's when you start messing up. We not doing that, Spike. We got tunnel vision, Ike. One step at a time, and one foot in front of the other. That's all we doing. So, Spike, stop trying to throw us off. Jack, stop trying to talk negative about the quarterback.
Yeah, you know what they should do? They should give Saquon the ball 100 times on Sunday and maybe get him 3,000 yards.
You said what? Hold on. Who said number one wasn't playing on Sunday? Anybody say that? Who said that?
You think Jalen's playing Sunday?
Who said he wasn't playing? And if he put him out there, number one in the first quarter, we might get that record in 10 plays.
Well, not if he keeps it half the time like he normally
does. We ain't doing that. It ain't worth that.
Man, it could have been 2,000 yards and 25 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hey, why he ain't get no touchdowns yesterday?
They're throwing the ball.
No, we did the tush push again.
Hey, why he didn't
get
no touchdowns
yesterday? They threw the ball and they did the tush push. Yeah,
anyone
can do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't get no touchdown yesterday, though?
Man, it's a tough day. That's all I'll say. Right, tough day.
I'll let y'all.
All right, see.
By the way, speaking of Kenny doing the tush push, that dude got ragdolled.
He got smoked.
Can I tell you, he doesn't want to do the tush push again. There's no doubt he doesn't ever want to do it again. That second one, they basically picked him up and threw him in the end zone. He got broken ribs. God bless him. But man, that
poor guy,
tough.
Man. Because the first one, his knee, I thought he was in. It was ridiculous.
No, he thought he was going to be hide behind everybody and slide in there. Yeah.
Yep.
They're like, no, Kenny, you gotta expose yourself a little more. Yes.
Yeah, I would give Jalen credit on that. Jalen does actually do something in that, whereas Kenny was just, Kenny was like, if there was a bear attacking, he's just like, I'm just going to loosen my body and stand still and hope that nothing bad happens.
He was trying to weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
The tush push.
And then
I thought they was going to really push him over there.
Well, and then when they called the penalty on the extra point again, and he was already in the locker room.
He was already gone to the locker room.
Yeah, he wanted no part of another
tush push.
And
then Nick was like, nah, all right, you got it.
Yeah.
Imagine a play. Like, I know that game didn't really mean anything yesterday. Because it's 24-7 at that point.
Yeah.
Imagine that was like a playoff game. And Nick
poor Kenny had to do it again.
Well, he changes his opinion because Kenny Pickett's in the locker room, essentially.
215-592-9494. Should the Eagles and Saquon Barkley go for the record on Sunday? Ike and Jack the Fraud say yes. I say no.
Playquan.
We are at Chickies and Pete's South
Playquan.
Philly. You got about 10 more minutes of Playquan, by the way.
Dude, if he shuts it down, I'm going to be beside myself.
It's possible.
What
that
if he does it?
Oh, well, then we're gonna fight about it for three more hours. We're at Chickies and Pizza, South Philly. Brandon Graham Show at 6 with myself, BG, Elliot Shore Parks, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and Landon Dickerson is this week's guest on the
need an old lineman in here today.
On the right, he'll be good to talk to about it as well.
Oh yeah,
this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.